Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, I'm running through every team in Major League Soccer and giving them either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. There is no thumb sideways on today's show for what they have done so far in 2024. We're going to run through all 29 teams in less than 10 minutes because here on the Backheeled Show, well, that's just what we do. So without any further ado, let's get to it and talk MLS. All right, folks, we are going in alphabetical order to take stock of every team in Major League Soccer, starting with Atlanta United. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Atlanta United, get a thumbs down. Even though the blueprint is there to build through Thiago Almada, at least for now, they have struggled with injuries and haven't been efficient and effective when on the field together. Shifting to Austin FC, this is a thumbs up for them. It looks like everything has basically gone Austin's way over the last five games, four wins in their last five. Diego Rubio and Sebastian Giudice are playing like best buds in the attack. I don't think they're quite seventh in the Western Conference good, but they're better than I thought they'd be coming into this year. Charlotte FC, I'm giving a thumbs up. They haven't really outperformed expectations so far, but the simplistic approach under Dean Smith does seem to be taking hold and provides a nice framework for talent down the road. Chicago Fire, huge thumbs down for them. They spent big money on Hugo Kuipers, but cannot actually feed him. They have not really had the chance creation underneath him to make themselves dangerous in the attack. Chris Brady can't carry the load for the entire season in goal. FC Cincinnati, I'm giving them a thumbs up, sitting second in the Eastern Conference right now after going out and getting five new starters. Even with the Aaron Bupenza chaos at the moment where he hasn't started either of the last two games, I think this team is going to be in contention for that home playoff series all season long, which is basically all you could hope for after going out and winning the Shield and having as much roster turnover as they did. Colorado Rapids, I'm giving a big thumbs up to Colorado. The Rapids are getting some results. They're back to being dangerous on set pieces, and I think Chris Armas is building something of an identity over in the Western Conference. The Rapids are sitting in sixth. They're doing quite well for themselves so far in 2024. Columbus Crew, thumbs up. They are one game away from playing in the CONCACAF Champions Cup final. That was a natural progression for them after winning MLS Cup last year. They've got a big game coming up against Monterrey and are doing just fine in the league. DC United, thumbs up as well. This is a team that I expected to be very, very close to the bottom of the Eastern Conference. They're still in that congested area. They're right at mid-table in the East, sitting in eighth. But man, this team has an identity. They're fast. They are aggressive under Troy Lesane and Ali Mackay. I don't think the payoffs come until next year, but this is a good step for DC. SC Dallas, the complete opposite. Major thumbs down. They've looked poor in every line of the field. Petar Musa looks like he needs a friend in the attacking line. Jesus Ferreira hasn't quite been around enough this year. The talent doesn't look like it's there in the back line, and the midfield needs more quality depth. The Houston Dynamo, I'm giving a thumbs up, even though they've struggled for results the last couple of weekends, for the fact that they've been hanging around the middle of the pack in the Western Conference, even a bit higher than that, missing Ache. He still hasn't started a game this year. He's been off the bench in the last two. That constitutes a successful first chunk of the season. SKC, thumbs down. They've got the quality to be towards the top of the Western Conference, but they're not playing like they've got that kind of quality. They're attempting the seventh most passes per 90. I wrote this for Backfield in the column. In MLS, but they're just 26th in MLS and passes into the box per 90. That's a problem. The LA Galaxy, big thumbs up for them. Still chaotic, still poor on the defensive end. They are absolutely elite in attacking in open space. Still trying to work on their ability to break blocks, but man, the Galaxy team actually seems to make some sense, and it looks like they hit on a lot of their offseason signings. LAFC, I'm giving a thumbs up. They have not been inspiring so far this season, but they are on track to be the team that they want to be after the summer transfer window. Olivier Giroud is locked up. He is coming to LA. That's a big move for them. He's going to make them better, and they've still got one more open DP spot. LAFC going to be a problem by the time the summer window comes around. Into Miami, I'm giving a thumbs down. Even though I think they're going to win the Supporters Shield, their big goal coming into 2024 was win the CONCACAF Champions Cup to get in the Club World Cup, and they flopped against Monterrey. They absolutely flopped in that second leg. They flopped in the first leg, too. That is a big black mark on their record, even if it's pretty obvious that there's good stuff still coming for them down the pipeline. Minnesota United, big thumbs up for them. Eric Ramsey, Khalid Alamad have come in. Emmanuel Reynoso has basically gone out, and yet this team is still sitting fourth in the Western Conference with one fewer game than each of the top two teams. They look cohesive. They look like they know what they're doing under Eric Ramsey. I like what I'm seeing from Minnesota right now, even if I don't think they're quite going to be fourth in the West when all is said and done. CF Montreal, I'm giving a thumbs up as well. I thought this team would really struggle over in the East, and they're not doing great. They're sitting in 10th right now, but they've had a very, very difficult schedule. Six road games to start the year. Then they have to take on Columbus Crew in Columbus over the most recent weekend of action. They get a point out of that game. Montreal's floor is higher than it was. It's higher than it's been since Wilfred Nancy left ahead of the 2023 campaign. Thumbs up for Montreal. Big thumbs down, though, for Nashville SC. They're languishing in 14th place in the Eastern Conference. It seems to me that it's time for a sea change. In Nashville, Gary Smith does not seem to be getting a lot out of this team, although they have struggled with major injuries. They just look like a shell of their former selves right now. This is pretty much rock bottom for Nashville and MLS and their existence in that league. New England Revolution, thumbs down. You already know it's a thumbs down. They're sitting second to last in the Supporters Shield race, only ahead of the San Jose Earthquakes. The roster was broken before the season started. It wasn't fixed. Caleb Porter is not an elite manager in MLS. None of this stuff is making the difference for the Revs. They were probably going to be a bad team before the season started, and that's what we're seeing right now. The Red Bulls, big old thumbs up in New Jersey. Sandro Suárez has given this team another dimension, even if they're still working to find their comfort in possession. Emil Forsberg looks legit. They've got an open DP spot. They're sitting third in the Eastern Conference. This is a thumbs up. NYCFC, I'm also giving a thumbs up. After really struggling to start the year, they've turned things around. 3 wins and 2 draws in their last 5 games. The young talent is starting to find itself, even if Moncef Bekrar can't find the back of the net. If he can, and Santi Rodriguez continues to perform at this level, or if New York gets something from their number 9 spot, NYCFC are going to comfortably be a playoff team. Orlando City, thumbs down. Second in the East last year, 13th in the East this year. They don't have a true number 10. Luis Muriel has not performed like a DP. Things are messy right now in Orlando. Philadelphia Union, I'm giving a thumbs down. If this was just MLS play, they probably would get a thumbs up. They were undefeated up until last weekend. But man, I think about that giant loss to Pachuca in CCC. I think about how this team still lacks some top-end talent. Yeah, there are some problems with this Union team, even though I'll be shocked if they drop below the playoff line as the season continues. Portland Timbers, thumbs down. The attack has been great. The defense has been absolutely abysmal this year. They've given up 2 goals or more in each of their last 6 games. That's not the kind of thing that helps you climb the table. RSL, thumbs up. They're top of the Western Conference. This team has done a ton of amazing work in 2024. A new look tactical approach. Chicho Arango has been excellent. Matt Crooks looks like a contributor in the attacking line, and they've got developing young talent. I have a lot of love for what RSL are doing. Big thumbs up for them. Thumbs down for San Jose. They're last in the Shield race. As we said, Amal Pellegrino hasn't been that guy. Maybe new designated player Hernan Lopez, who is the, let me get this right, great nephew of Argentine legend Diego Maradona. I watched a bunch of his tape. I've got a write-up on him over for Backfield in our big Monday column. Maybe he's going to help fix things. I'm skeptical given some of his counting stats coming out of Argentina. Seattle Sounders, thumbs down. They are not a normal soccer team right now. They've got 1 win in their last 9. They've got 3 red cards in the last 2 games combined. Injuries have been all over the squad for Brian Schmetzer. There are big problems in Seattle, even though I think at the end of the day, they're probably going to be just fine over in the Western Conference, fighting for maybe 5th or 6th in the West. St. Louis City, I'm giving a thumbs down. I don't feel all that strongly about St. Louis right now. They're about where I expected them to be. But if you're trying to follow up winning the West with sitting 9th in the Western Conference after 9 games, it's a little hard to convince me to give you anything other than a thumbs down in this 2-option pathway when you didn't really replace the goals that you lost over the offseason. Toronto FC, I'm giving a big old thumbs up. If you told me they had 16 points to their first 10 games, I probably would have laughed at you. They're getting production from Owusu up top. They're getting production from other unexpected areas. John Herdman's doing a good job. The Toronto players are as well. Thumbs up for them. And a thumbs up for the Vancouver Whitecaps. They're sitting 3rd in the Western Conference right now. They picked up a big road point against the Red Bulls over the weekend. There's talent here. There's still room for more. But man, in the Western Conference, it doesn't have a real strong number one right now. And more has a top sort of band of teams. Vancouver are very much in that conversation. Whew. All right, folks, that is it for this episode of the Backfield Show. Taking stock of every team in Major League Soccer. If you want more MLS coverage or American soccer coverage, go check out backheel.com and subscribe. For now, we'll talk to you again real soon.